So welcome, 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 welcome. I'm going to project this subway map just for a quick second, and it shows 10 of the 12. But think of the day as a navigation through the light rail for those in Seattle, right? Or a subway map or a metro or something of that sort. And you're trying to get somewhere. One of these words on this map, minus two, would resonate with you. Whatever that is, if that's all you take from the day, a word, job done. Do you see? So I just want to show that to you just to set the scene up front. So greetings and welcome. Welcome, 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 welcome. I make a lot of eye contact. It's just to connect, not to unnerve you, right? Because, you know, there are no others, after all. Do you see? Welcome to Seattle Insight. And welcome to our day-long retreat. Today we're going to be focused on the embodiment of transcendental dependent origination. Fancy words, don't worry what it means if this is all new to you. And for advanced practitioners, follow along. We're all beginners anyway. I'm grateful to be practicing with you. My name is Nana, and I'm your, how do we say, guide for the day through the subway station. I'm one of the local Dharma leaders here at Seattle Insight. And really privileged to share this practice with you today. Because of the times we're in. We're in a time of polycrisis. Polycrisis. That's the term du jour now. There's so many crises. You know, this, the only way to encapsulate it is to say polycrisis. Now imagine what that's done to your nervous system. So this is a transmission to provide a way out through the Dharma in an embodied way. And is it a way out? Yes, it is. The Buddha said, find out for yourself, ehipassiko. So don't listen to me if you don't want. I'm not even here. We're going to talk about transcendental dependent origination. Listen to the energy behind the words. Don't worry about the concepts. It's not about concepts. Just the words. It starts with suffering. Now, who here has never suffered? Here he, here they, here them, they. Show your hand. If you came in today without suffering. Beautiful. That's the level playing field. We are one. We all suffer. We all suffer, Huey. But this says from suffering comes faith. Faith. Now, faith in itself, we will go into what the word means. Faith. This is not faith in the Judeo-Christian way, for example, as it's understood in the mainstream. When you go into the Dead Sea Scrolls, you find something different. But faith. And that your own suffering, which brings you to faith, will also bring you to gladness. Gladness in 2026? You should ask those who lived in the 1960s. We're going to come to the 60s. I'm going to talk about the 60s in the afternoon. There's a reason why. See what happened in the 60s. Let me give you a preview. Women's rights, Gloria Steinem and co. Civil rights, Martin Luther King and co. Woodstock, LSD, Timothy Leary, Richard Alpert, Ram Dass, and Harvard. Come on. Catch on. Am I going too fast? Am I doing too much? Thank you. That would bring you to rapture. And I know a lot of us struggled with this word rapture. Like, what is this rapture business? When look at what's happening in the world, it's burning and the gas is $6 plus, etc. But it's embodied because it brings you to joy. Joy. What are you smoking? I'm smoking Dhamma Chakra. Because that brings you to, from joy to tranquility. Doesn't matter who you are, you can have Parkinson's and be tranquil. You remember Ram Dass in his later days? You see? And that tranquility will bring you to happiness. Doesn't matter what trauma you have. Doesn't matter what trauma you have. We're not talking about the clouds. I'm here with you. For those online, I just stamped my feet. Terra firma. A lot of you know trauma. But that happiness can and will be sustained through concentration. Not being distracted by the next TikTok feed that triggers you. And if you allow it to, okay. You did it. I did it. But if you're concentrated, and that concentration enables you to begin to see things as they are. Not as I told you they are, or they told you it is. What your tell-eye vision tells you, or your smartphone dumbs you too. You're before all of that. Come on, but you knew that already. When you start to see things as they are, you become disenchanted. You're no longer seduced by the matrix. You're no longer seduced by the matrix. You're no longer seduced by the matrix of your own illusions, your conditioned mind, where all your angels and demons live. Or you think they live outside you? Oh, I'm Theravada, but I'm not too shy when it comes to telling the truth as I've found it. And if I'm wrong, they can tell me I'm wrong. Not me, not mine, not myself. So that's what we're doing today as we approach the first sit. Going through these gates, these subway stations, in the context of the times that we live in. Does that sound like a good use of time today? Yeah? Yes, yes. Online, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Beautiful. 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 So wherever you are, there you are, as the Bhagavad Gita says. We can borrow from the Gita. Just begin to become mindful of your current posture. We're about to go into our sit. And I'm going to guide you, particularly for those who might be new to this, through what's known as the four foundations of mindfulness. Just so you know what we're doing. Don't worry about the words. Just follow the energy. So allow your body to arrive wherever you are. Just allow your body to arrive. Feel the support beneath you. The chair, the cushion, the floor, the earth. Let your hands rest. Let your jaw soften. Let your eyes close or lower your gaze. We are entering station one, suffering, dukkha, suffering. The Pali word for suffering in the language of the Buddha is dukkha. So notice dukkha, not as a problem, not as punishment, not as failure, but as the first honest station of the path. Beginning with the body, feel your body sitting, or whatever posture you're in, and feel the posture. Notice your breath. Feel the contact your body's making with the chair, the cushion, the floor, the earth. Let the body not be known directly. Gently scanning your feet, noticing these are my feet. These are my legs. These are my hands. Just releasing all tension. This is my back. This is my belly. These are my shoulders. This is my throat. This is my jaw. Relax the jaws. Separate your teeth. Relax your eyes. Relax your eyelids. Relax your forehead. And gently ask yourself, where is suffering present in my body? Now notice how you're feeling. Whether what you're feeling is pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, without needing to change the pleasant without needing to change or chase the unpleasant. It could be your knee. It can be an itch. Just know that what is pleasant is known and what is pleasant is unknown. Now turn your attention to your mind. What kind of mind is here? Is it restless? Is it sad? Is it anxious? Is it peaceful? No need to change what's happening. Just notice restless mind is known. Sad mind is known. That's different from I am cold, I am sad. Now, as you sit, notice what appears in your mind when suffering is present. It could be a thought. Do you blame? Does the mind compare? Is it restless? Does it reach for a story, a memory? Just notice the patterns. And as you stay with your noticing, for some, it may be accessible to use the breath as an anchor. And so if the breath is accessible to you, just come to your breath, noticing, I am breathing. Breathing is happening. Breathing in. I know I'm breathing. Breathing out. I know I'm breathing out. If hearing is more accessible, tune into the sounds in the space you're in. Notice the sounds that were imperceptible before. It could be a door opening. It could be a bird tweeting. It could be a car driving by. It could be a microwave. Using hearing as an anchor. Or breathing as an anchor. Notice how your thoughts rise and fall with each breath. And if you drift away, gently come back. I'm going to be silent for about 10 or so minutes. And this sit will end with 3 rings of a bell. Stay with your awareness. Notice what's coming, what thoughts are coming. Notice what your body's doing Awakening doesn't happen outside the body. It is through your suffering and your noticing of your current suffering. Could be your left knee. That's the portal. staying with your awareness, even if you find your mind drifting away, notice that it's drifted is awareness. Gently come back to your anchor, whether it's your breath or hearing. Noticing where suffering is present and what the mind says about your suffering. us, we come to the end of this sit. Let the body receive this truth. Suffering is not the end of the path. Suffering, when met wisely, can become the beginning of liberation. You don't have to skip the station. You don't have to perform peace. You don't have to transcend what has not yet been known. Just ask yourself quietly, where is suffering present? And what changes when I stop making it wrong?